Chapter 9. A Penny Saved.
Whenever I hear politicians say it is necessary to stimulate consumer spending in order to strengthen the economy, I always think of two of my college buddies, Brad and Scooter. In college, I majored in history and was planning all along on being a teacher. Brad studied business, and Scooter electrical engineering, and Brad was always teasing me about how I was going to be living in the poorhouse, and he and Scooter were going to be rich. Then, just before our graduation, Scooter made a decision that drove Brad absolutely bonkers. He decided to become a librarian. He took a job managing the local library in his hometown. "Are you insane?" Brad said. "You're a mathematical genius, a brilliant engineer. Big companies would pay you big bucks." "I like the way books smell," Scooter replied. No sooner had Brad got a fast-track management position in a large company than he was bragging that he was going to make more in his first year than both Scooter and I would put together. Sometimes I thought he was a jerk, but I knew that he felt he was trying to help us. He had absolute faith in the power of money and couldn't believe that we didn't. Scooter rented a little bungalow in his hometown for $250 a month. Brad insisted he had to live in a chic neighborhood in a big city. He moved into a high-rise apartment complex with an indoor swimming pool and tennis courts and paid $850 a month. Brad bought an expensive car that he showed off to us proudly, but 3 months later, he wasn't satisfied with it and traded it in for an even more expensive model. Unfortunately, he wrecked the second car and had to buy a third. 3 new cars in 1 year. Scooter, on the other hand, bought an old truck from a relative. He liked building things and needed the truck to carry supplies. Most of the time, though, he walked to work. It was only a mile from his house to the library. Brad had to have an Italian leather sofa in his living room. Scooter found most of his furniture at garage sales and refurbished it himself. Brad ate out nearly every night. Scooter planted an herb garden in his backyard and cooked at home nearly every night. Brad took up skiing and scuba diving, putting the necessary equipment, airplane tickets, and hotels on his credit cards. Scooter stayed home and built his own stereo system with old parts he found. He majored in electrical engineering, remember? And he read books from his library for free. He talked with people about books. Brad was always buying new suits, dress shirts, and ties. "Hey, you gotta look good in a job like mine," he always said. Scooter had 2 pair of khaki pants and 2 pairs of blue jeans. I didn't think he looked bad at all. Brad had 6 credit cards. Scooter didn't have any. Brad started drinking a little too much and complaining that no one in his office appreciated him. He spent lots of money pursuing women with expensive tastes, but never settled into a stable relationship. Scooter started up a literacy program for adults who had never learned to read. He organized volunteers. One of the volunteers was a woman named Rachel. They started dating. 8 years after our college graduation, Brad got fed up with his boss, quit his job, and declared bankruptcy. Scooter bought a modest house with a big backyard. He got a dog, a golden retriever, and he and Rachel got married. Scooter never ceases to amaze me. When I went over to his house the other day, he was making toys for his little boy with orange juice cartons and discarded scraps of lumber. Little by little, he's saving for his son's college education. Eventually, Brad got another job, and now I reckon he's once again making more than Scooter and me put together. And he's back to shopping. He's bought another car, and he's got yet another new girlfriend. I suppose lots of politicians will be glad he's back out there bolstering the economy. If spending and consuming are at the heart of America, then I guess Scooter is as un-American as a person can be. But I prefer to think of Scooter as a truly great American. He is, in fact, heir to the spirit of Benjamin Franklin, considered by most to be one of America's important founding fathers. Three of Benjamin Franklin's sayings come to mind. Money never made a man happy yet, nor will it. There is nothing in its nature to produce happiness. The more a man has, the more he wants. Content makes poor men rich. Discontent makes rich men poor. A penny saved is a penny earned.